Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? A coming-of-age comedy with a difference. And wouldn't you know it, here we are at episode 8, the finale. Well, basically the epilogue, because we started with a prologue, so we're going to finish with an epilogue, okay? I'm not going to waste too much time about it. We've got Zeus trying to get his family sorted, and we've got Helen with young Rene launching his acting career. Oh, so much excitement going on in this episode. I'll see you at the other end. Enjoy.
Hi, Mom. Did you remember? It's the first episode of Rene's program tonight. Would you like to come over here and watch it on the big telly? You can stay over if you like, both of you. Just let me know and I'll pick you up in time for tea.
Blaming me well, for this problem. It was not me.
I said quiet. Who's that giggling? Oh, never mind. I really do not care. I'm over it. You've been arguing the toss for days now, and I still have no idea what's going on. Where's the respect, I ask you? No respect. You should be ashamed of yourselves, whatever you've been up to.
Oh, but Father, it wasn't my fault. I had no idea that Hermes would do such a thing.
What do you mean? Not your fault. You encouraged me. You said it would all be the best in the end.
In the end. But there is no end. Nothing has changed.
Of course nothing has changed. Everything changes while nothing changes. That is how it works. You are all idiots. I'm ashamed of
you. But we just wanted to help.
Well, don't be helpful. Have you learned nothing in all these eons of living with humans? Watching them learn nothing?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I don't care.
Well then, can we go now?
What? Oh, not until you tell me where your husband is. Why isn't he here? No respect. No respect.
Oh, he's gone down to the underworld. He said he needs peace and a quiet pint of his homemade lager.
Me too. I might just pop down and see him, share a few bites when you have all gone away.
So can we go now?
I'm stopping you. Of course you can't go now. You need to assure me that you have learned the lesson good and proper. Then you can go.
What lessons are you talking about? Not to help the humans? To just let them destroy their habitat and to die out?
Of course, not to help them, but not so that they will die out, idiot son of mine. Good grief. So that they will help themselves. You cannot do it for them. Being helpful only encourages them to be lazy, to find a so-called easy way out. Short-term thinking. They won't acquire the skill of long-term thinking if you keep making it easy for them. Challenges. They need to rise to challenges.
But still...
But me no buts. Do you think any wisdom was ever gained from being waited on hand and foot? Did we learn anything actually useful as long as we had those superpowers?
Possibly.
Possibly, schmossibly. Of course we didn't. Not until we had to do things for ourselves and know for ourselves how it all worked. Did we understand what our role was in this universe? If I could figure that out, and I'm not the sharpest nail in the toolbox, as they say...
Who says that?
I say it. Oh, you are such a joker, Hermes. But not very funny, eh? What use is an unfunny joker? About as much as a dull nail, i.e., and that stands for in other words, don't ask me how or why, I don't know, but it does. So as I was saying, in other words, there is a use for an unfunny joker and a dull nail. But you only find out what that use is if you use them. So go away and put your pathetic skills to some kind of use. Just don't make things easy or comfortable for the humans. Now piss off.
Thank you, Father. Bye, Grandpa.
So long, Papa.
Not you, Hermes. I need a word with you.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for agreeing to meet me, Mrs. Doherty. Ms. Mary Hatfield, I understand she's a friend of yours?
Oh, well, it's very kind of her to say so. Oh, she's the Minister for Climate Change, no?
Yes. She asked me to bring you up to speed with regard to the Climate Change Working Party.
What, do you mean there's progress?
Progress of a sort. You heard about the scandal around Jonas Silley?
Oh, yes, the very dishonourable Minister of State for the Environment and Food Production, resigning in disgrace for misleading Parliament, failing to declare huge donations from the oil companies.
Yes, and that is only half of it. What the media didn't manage to get hold of was all his attempts to undermine the Working Party all along, offering bribes to the other members.
Good grief. So what now?
Well, you're the first to know. Miss Hatfield wanted me to tell you that she's been asked to take over his portfolio.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, please congratulate her for me. Oh, that is so good to hear.
It is such a relief.
Of course it is. She'll be a breath of fresh air.
It won't be easy. There are still so many challenges, but at least she's managed to get assurances from the oil companies that they are actually trying to turn themselves around. Work with us instead of fighting us.
Oh, a bit like the tobacco companies.
Oh, Lord, I hope not. They still haven't got the message.
No, you're right. It's always two steps forwards and three steps back with these multinationals, isn't it?
Seems to be.
And you? What's your role in all of this?
Well, I was Silly Jonas' personal secretary. Now I'm working for Miss Hatfield.
Enjoying it?
Oh, I cannot begin to tell you how much. She's taking me into all the meetings with her, and I'm learning so much.
She is one of the good guys, eh?
Like you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, she's told me quite a lot about you, what you did to get the working party set up, and I gather you had quite a lot to do with Silly Jonas' downfall.
Well, I may have played my small part. He did most of it on his own. Really didn't need much help from me at all.
Well, that I really can't.
You'll go on in, Mom. Renee can help me with the shopping, can't you?
Sure thing.
Head for the family room, Mom. I think you'll find there's a package in there for you.
For me? How exciting.
Hi, Jonathan. We're here. Oh,
hi, Helen. I'm in the kitchen. Is Jody with you?
Yes. We stopped off at Tesco's. Lots of goodies for you.
Oh, excellent. Well, you just head into the family room. There's something there for you.
Cool. Whatever can it be? Hi, Gran. What? Susie. Oh, Susie, darling. Oh, my. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, lovely to see you too, Gran.
But what on earth are you doing here? I'd no idea you were coming home so soon.
Neither did I. It was a last-minute thing. Joey suggested I come back and, you know, set up some meetings for her.
She's coming to work? I thought it was a holiday, just her and Steve.
Well, you know her well, Gran. She can't stop entirely, so here I am.
And I am not complaining.
Here we are. Thank you, Renee. Leave the bags by the fridge. John can sort them out. Now you head into the family room, see what Mum is up to, right? A dinner will be in about half an hour.
Unless you'd like a snack to keep you going.
Oh, yes, please.
Now, welcome to this new series of classic literature on the small screen. The brand new, highly anticipated adaptation of Robert Louis Stevenson's historical adventure. It's time to find yourself kidnapped.
I will begin the story of my adventures with a certain morning early in the month of June, the year of grace, 1751. when I took the key for the last time at the door of my father's house.
That's you, Renee. That's your voice.
Shush, Susie. Let's just walk.
Oh, sorry.
And by the time I had come as far as the manse...
Has it started yet?
Shh. And the mist that hung around the valley in the time of the dawn...
Drinks anyone? Wine? Coffee?
Shush.
What?
Shush.
Shush. Oh,
sorry.
Can I get anyone something to drink?
Sure. Good man. Can I have a wee dram?
No, you cannot. But I wouldn't mind one myself, thanks, John.
He took my horn in both of his and clapped it kindly under his ear.
So what have I done now? I thought it was all sorted. We leave the humans alone to sort themselves out, right? Did I get that right?
Yes, my boy. And no. It's not going to be that simple, and I suspect you know it. So I want you to know I am keeping a very, very, very close eye on you. Know what I mean?
You're tapping your nose. Why are you tapping your nose, Papa? Do you want to sneeze?
Oh, my. Go away. Just go.
Okay. Take care, Papa. Love you.
Stupid boy. Oi. Here, my love. Can you help me?
What is it? What do you want now?
We need to find this Helen woman.
What? Are you kidding me?
And that's it for season 8. I do hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed making it. The cast in today's episode was Iris Seidenstein as Zeus, Christopher McDougall as Hermes, and as Renee, and obviously Renee as David Balfour. Jonathan was played by John Warner. Serena was played by Frankie Phoenix. And I think pretty much everyone else was played by me. Yeah. So, there we have it for another season. I'm now going to get my thinking cap on and see if I can come up with another one. It certainly helped me if you'd let me know if you'd like me to make another one. That would give me a real boost. And also, of course, as I keep reminding you, if you have any spare pennies or dollars, you can donate to my Patreon fundraising fund at patreon.com/amiaudyet. The music that you heard underscoring the introduction to the fictitious TV program Kidnapped was The Bonnie Braes of Elko, written and performed by Julian Goodacre from his CD Some of Me Tunes, Some of Me Pipes. The theme music, as usual, was Jonty La Barbera's In the Labyrinth. You can find John's music on Bandcamp. Well, that's it from me. I'm out of here. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.